From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. On the eve of tomorrow's Wisconsin presidential primary, the Democratic candidates are crisscrossing the state. It's the last big contest before Super Tuesday, March 2nd, when 10 states will be in play. Polls show that the economy, specifically jobs, is the number one issue with Democratic voters, and it's the theme that frontrunner John Kerry is sounding at every stop. NPR's Scott Horsley is covering the Kerry campaign in Wisconsin.
At a campaign rally in Wausau, John Kerry said he's a fan of NASCAR. But in the same breath, he poked fun at President Bush's role yesterday in what Kerry called a photo op, starting the Daytona 500.
We don't need a president who just says, gentlemen, start your engines. We need a president who says, America, let's start our economy and put people back to work.
Kerry claimed that in the 3 hours it took to run yesterday's stock car race, America lost 350 manufacturing jobs. That's a serious issue here in Wisconsin, where factory work accounts for 1 out of every 5 jobs, nearly twice the national average. 22-year-old Nate Toombs hopes to be part of Wisconsin's future factory economy. Toombs is a student at the North Central Technical College in Wausau. When he graduates in May, he hopes to find work at one of 2 nearby factories. But Toombs knows Wisconsin has been losing manufacturing jobs. Some 80,000 jobs here have disappeared over the last 4 years.
The job look is pretty decent around this area, but I know in a lot of smaller areas, Abbotsford, Colby, Medford, like Antigo, those areas, it's more of a problem.
Kerry told a town hall meeting at the technical college he wants to retool the U.S. economy so Toombs and the other students here will have jobs waiting for them.
Now, I'm not going to come here and be one of those phony candidates who stands in front of you and promises you things I can't deliver. I'm not going to tell you you can stop every single job from going overseas. You can't. But here's what you can do. You can stop being so stupid that you actually reward the companies with a tax benefit that do it.
But the senator faced some tough questions, especially over his support for the North American Free Trade Agreement, an issue that rivals are hoping to exploit here. Kerry repeated his promise to review NAFTA and other trade agreements to provide protection for U.S. workers, but Kerry insists he won't turn his back on international trade.
And I pledge to you, I will fight tooth and nail to guarantee that we have a fair trade relationship for the United States worker to compete on. Now, I'm not going to pledge to you, as some people will, I'm not going to throw NAFTA out completely, I'm going to fix it. I'm not going to come at you and tell you we're going to bring down a wall of protection for the United States of America, because that's an invitation to a depression in this country. What I want to do is make sure as president that we're not exporting jobs, we're exporting goods, and we're creating jobs at a faster rate from the United States of America. All right?
Before leaving Wausau for rallies in Green Bay and Milwaukee, the senator donned safety glasses and visited Toombs' shop class.
So, hi, how are you? John Kerry.
Toombs and his fellow student showed off a precision cutting machine, using it to carve an aluminum plaque for their visitor.
Look at that, guys. How's that? Wow, that's heavy.
The plaque read, Wisconsin backs Kerry in 2004. But Toombs quietly admitted he's still deciding whom to vote for tomorrow. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Wausau, Wisconsin.